Sodium-ion batteries set to revolutionize grid storage. Sodium-ion battery storage is making its mark on the Midwestern grid, marking a significant milestone in the development of this technology. For the first time, a passively cooled sodium-ion battery system will be deployed on the Mid-Continent Independent System Operator, MISO, network in eastern Wisconsin. This pilot project is a major step forward for Peak Energy and global energy company RWE Americas, who are working together to test the capabilities of this innovative technology. The simplicity of the design behind Peak Energy's sodium-ion battery system could have a profound impact on the cost of storing electricity. Unlike many lithium-ion systems, these batteries don't require active cooling and can operate over a wide temperature range without losing performance. This means that they can be more efficient and cost-effective, making them an attractive option for utilities looking to reduce their energy costs. The benefits of sodium-ion battery storage are clear, but the technology still needs to prove itself on a larger scale. Peak Energy claims that its system cuts the lifetime cost of stored energy by an average of $70 per kilowatt-hour, which is roughly half the total cost of a typical battery system today. This could make a significant dent in the cost of storing electricity and help utilities avoid the expense of building new power plants. One key advantage of sodium-ion batteries is their ability to reduce routine maintenance requirements. By eliminating the need for energy-hungry cooling systems, these batteries can be more reliable and require less upkeep over time. This could lead to significant savings for utilities and help them to better manage their energy costs. The pilot project in eastern Wisconsin will run on the MISO network, which includes Wisconsin and much of the Midwest. The region is seeing a surge in electricity demand while energy costs rise, making grid-scale storage more important than ever. Research from Aurora Energy Research found that installing 10 GWh of battery storage capacity in this region could cut system costs by as much as $27 billion compared with a scenario without that storage. Peak Energy's GS1.1 sodium-ion systems are being touted as a cost-effective alternative to conventional lithium-ion batteries. The company claims that using these systems for large-scale energy storage would lower total storage system costs by more than 25% compared with traditional batteries. This could be a game-changer for utilities looking to reduce their energy costs and improve the reliability of the grid. As wind and solar power continue to grow, grid batteries are becoming increasingly important for stabilizing the grid and avoiding expensive spot market purchases. By storing electricity when demand is low and releasing it when demand spikes, these batteries can help to smooth out fluctuations in supply and demand. This could lead to significant savings for utilities and improve the overall efficiency of the grid. If the Wisconsin pilot proves successful, it could open the door to wider adoption of sodium-ion batteries for large-scale energy storage across the U.S. The potential benefits are significant, including reduced costs and increased reliability on the grid. As the demand for clean energy continues to grow, innovative technologies like sodium-ion batteries will play an increasingly important role in meeting that demand. The success of this pilot project could have far-reaching implications for the energy industry as a whole. By reducing the cost of storing electricity and improving the reliability of the grid, sodium-ion batteries could help utilities to better manage their energy costs and improve the overall efficiency of the grid. As the U.S. continues to transition towards a more sustainable energy future, technologies like these will be crucial in meeting that demand.